Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we take a stack of sources and, well, we distill the most important nuggets of knowledge.
And usually those sources are pretty dense.
Yeah.
Research papers, long articles.
Exactly. But today, we're doing something a little different. We're going on an expedition into a world of magic, monkeys, and literacy.
That's right. This deep dive is tailor-made for you. We're looking at a very focused piece of material, a short story.
A short story called Mission Monkeys and the Wrapping Paper Portal.
It's designed for kids ages 3 to 8. But our mission, you know, is to really analyze its structure, to see the educational architecture that makes it work so well.
So we're not just enjoying a fun little story, we're reverse engineering it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to unpack how it uses this imaginative setting, how the characters work, and most importantly, what it's actually teaching.
It's applied pedagogy, but it's disguised as a North Pole adventure.
Okay, so the setup, it's simple.
They're very simple. We're in the North Pole gift station. It's chaotic, gifts everywhere. And our main characters are the Mission Monkeys. There are four of them.
Mila, Milo, Mia, and Meek.
And they're supposed to be helping the elves wrap gifts, supposedly.
So let's get into this crew, because their personalities really seem to be the keys to the whole thing. They're almost like archetypes.
Exactly. Each monkey represents a different skill, a different way of thinking that you need to solve the problem.
Okay, so first we have Mila.
Right, Mila. She's the leader. Clever, quick, the one who's always focused on reading the clues.
She's the brains of the operation. Then you've got Milo.
Oh, Milo. He's the chaos agent, the one who accidentally unwraps things too soon.
I feel like he's the stand-in for the kid who just, you know, acts without thinking first. The necessary tension.
It is. And to balance him out, you have Mia.
The organizer.
Yes. She spots patterns. She keeps things on track. She's crucial for the more complex sequential tasks that are coming up.
And then my personal favorite, Mick.
Mick is the heart, the comic relief.
He's the one who thinks all wrapping paper leads to Banana Land.
Which is just a great detail. And he provides that comedic foil. It makes the right answer feel even more satisfying when it comes.
And it's Mick who kicks the whole thing off, isn't it?
It is. He finds it. He holds up this shimmering, glowing roll of wrapping paper. It's the classic mystery box trope. You see it, and you immediately know something's about to happen.
And it happens fast. No time to think. Whoosh.
Yep. The paper just unspools, wraps them all up, and sucks them into this swirling, sparkly vortex.
So they land in this place, the wrapping paper portal.
And it's a brilliant setting. The world is literally made of floating boxes, flying bows, magical gift tags. The tools they need to escape are the landscape itself.
The stakes are set right away. A scroll appears.
And it's their mission to return home, complete the 3 holiday reading challenges hidden inside the enchanted gifts.
The only way out is literacy.
Exactly. Reading isn't a chore here. It's a survival skill. It's for freedom. That's the hook for a young learner.
And that's when Mila does something really interesting. She turns to the listener.
She does. She asks the kids at home for help.
It's a great interactive element. It makes you feel like you're the fifth mission monkey. It validates your knowledge.
It creates ownership, which is a huge pedagogical tool.
So, onto the first challenge. They find a box locked with a candy cane.
The vocabulary gift.
The task is to match a word with its meaning. The word is jolly.
And the options are, you know, simple descriptive states. Sad, cheerful, or sleepy.
And the answer is obviously cheerful. But the deep dive here is about why this works so well.
Right. It's not just defining a word on a list. It's defining a feeling that is directly connected to the story setting, the North Pole. It makes the word memorable.
And they get immediate feedback. Mia confirms it. One step closer to escaping the gift trap, and a path lights up.
That physical progression is so important. It reinforces that learning is a sequence. One small success leads to the next step. It models problem solving.
Okay, so that brings us to challenge 2.
The spelling scramble.
Right. They open the next box and find a jumble of letters. E-E-R-N-D-I-E-R. The difficulty definitely just jumped up.
It did. We've moved from just vocabulary to phonological awareness. You have to map sounds to letters, recognize a pattern.
And this is where Mick shines. His guess is perfect.
Dear Nurai,
It's such a realistic mistake for a child trying to sound something out.
It is.
Yeah.
And that humorous error, it sort of normalizes the difficulty of the task. If you're a kid listening at home and you know the answer is reindeer, you feel smart. You feel confident.
So the scrambled letters make you do more than just recognize the word reindeer by its shape.
Exactly. You have to actively process the individual sounds, the R sound, the double E, the ER combination. You're building the word in your mind.
It's a foundational skill.
A critical one. And ZAP. The second gift vanishes. A crack in the portal appears. They're getting closer.
Which leads them to the final hurdle. Challenge 3.
The reading riddle. This is the most complex cognitive skill they've faced yet.
So they find the last gift, and the riddle is, I jingle, but I'm not a song. I'm silver, small, and shake all day long. What am I?
See, this is about inference. Synthesis.
It's beyond just defining or spelling. You have to hold 4 different ideas in your head at once. Jingles, silver, small, shakes, and put them together to figure out the object.
It's the ultimate test of early reading comprehension. You're not just decoding the words on the page. You're using that information to build a new concept, a logical deduction.
And the answer is, of course,
a bell.
Ding, 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 ding. And a sleigh-shaped door opens up. Mia's like, let's go before we get wrapped again.
And they tumble back out into the North Pole gift station.
And I love this final detail. Mick still has a piece of wrapping paper stuck on his tail.
It just brings the whole high-stakes adventure back to a silly, relatable place.
And Mila delivers the big moral of the story.
Read the label before you unroll magical paper.
But even that has another layer to it, because Mick's reaction is just, wait, there are labels. It's one last little push about paying attention to details.
Mm-hmm. It's a great narrative wrap-up. But now let's pivot to the deep dive analysis. Why is this short adventure so effective?
Okay, let's really break this down. The first skill, vocabulary building. Why is putting jolly inside a story so much better than just putting it on a flashcard?
Because the story creates a need for the word. It's not just an item on a list, it's the key to a lock. That contextual learning, especially with the emotional context of the holidays, dramatically increases retention for kids this age.
They connect the feeling of success with the word itself.
Exactly. Okay, now the second skill. The spelling scramble and what you called phonological awareness. Let's unpack that a bit more.
Right.
A scramble is an auditory exercise, but it looks like a visual one. You're forced to sound out the combinations in your head until you hit on a pattern you recognize.
So the jumbled letters, the E-E-R and D-I-E-R, they force you to break the word down into its component sounds, its phonemes, and then rebuild it.
Yes. You can't just rely on recognizing the shape of the word, which can lead to, you know, more superficial reading skills.
Yeah. So the chaos of the scramble actually fosters an internal sense of structure.
Perfectly put. Now let's move to that third challenge, the riddle. Why was that one last?
It felt like the hardest one.
It is. Because inference is the apex of comprehension for this age group. You have to take what the text explicitly states, jingles, silver, shakes, and combine it with your own prior knowledge to reach a conclusion that is not stated.
So you have to decode, understand, and then apply outside knowledge.
Right. Placing it last validates the child's progress. They've done vocabulary, they've done spelling, and now they're ready for this more complex analysis. The difficulty scales with the narrative tension.
And the whole thing is held together by this overarching skill, sequencing and problem solving.
That's the scaffolding of the entire narrative. The story itself is a model for how to complete a multi-step task. You learn you can't skip from step 1 to step 3.
You have to follow the path.
Success requires sequential logic. And that structured thinking is a skill that transfers way beyond just reading. It's for math problems, for following instructions, for everything.
So the high-stakes adventure isn't just a gimmick. It creates a psychological necessity for learning.
It really does. As adults, we struggle with rote memorization. Imagine being a kid. This story replaces the motivation of, say, get a gold star with do this to get home.
That's a powerful driver.
Incredibly powerful for maintaining focus in this age group. The act of reading becomes heroic. It's their superpower.
It all comes back to that shimmering roll of wrapping paper, a mundane object that becomes a gateway.
A portal. And that idea of the portal is really what we want to leave you with today. The whole plot uses this puzzle box idea that inside something ordinary, there's a series of escalating challenges you have to solve to get a reward.
So if we connect this to foundational education, how crucial is that element of surprise? The sudden portal, the jump in difficulty between challenges, is that the secret ingredient to keeping learning fresh and engaging?
And maybe think about the portal itself. The source used a roll of wrapping paper. But what other simple everyday objects are all around you? A coat rack, a spatula, a shadow on the floor that could, with a little imagination, become a portal to a complex learning challenge.
If the mission monkeys can escape the gift trap, what can you unlock with the power of analysis?
Something to think about.
It is. A lot to mull over as you wrap up your own deep dives this week. We'll catch you next time.